I'm a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to Cast the Blast. Appreciate your time this morning. Y'all give us a call, 240-9230, down on the Power Pig. The number is 1-800-239-9544. Sure would like to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. I tell you what, it's a beautiful day in downtown Montgomery, Alabama. 77 degrees already. Actually, the high today is going to be 95. It's going to be a little muggy, a little hot. Hey, I'll take that over the rain any day, any day.
Rob, I want the rain.
Chuck, he'd like to have that rain every day.
We'll need it later on down the road. But
in October.
We need to cut some hay. We still haven't been able to cut hay because we haven't been able to string together four or five days of drying. Conditions.
Yeah, well, I know you probably got knee-high clover over there.
I do, and Johnson grass is 8 feet tall, so we need to get something cut.
Yeah, we don't need the rain. I'll tell you what, we need to slow back a little bit and get days like today. You know, we got the big solar eclipse Monday.
I hadn't heard about that.
Chuck, what's going to happen with the wildlife? I mean, something I hope y'all...
We've told them not to look up.
There you go.
You know, the news media is stating that the nighttime animals are going to come out during that 2 minutes.
So you need to book your hog hunt right now. If you're in Alabama, you need to book your hog hunt middle day Monday. What do you think, Rob?
I think it'd be a good time to go right there. It'd be dark. We'll be able to see them.
Absolutely. I tell you what, Rob, we got Mr. Ray Lambert on line one with McNeil, Aaron, and Lambert. Ray is a good friend of ours. He's a financial advisor. Good morning, Ray. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, guys. I saw a deer yesterday with a pair of those solar glasses on.
Well, he's a little early right now. I tell you what, Ray, I wish I'd invested for the solar glasses for about 2 days. They've been selling.
They have that. But anyway, it's good to be with y'all this morning. I appreciate you having the gentleman from my conservation department on there. He gave out a lot of good information and answered a lot of questions people might have been thinking about. But, people need to be thinking about their retirement. And a guy told me the other day, he said, Ray, I don't want you to make me rich. I just want to make sure that I'm never poor. And that's exactly what we do. I can't guarantee you that you'll ever be rich, but I can guarantee you that you'll never be poor. So a lot of stuff's going on right now. Market dropped over 400 points over the week. You know, there's some things going on with North Korea, and now we're talking about China, and, you know, people are real itchy right now, and if this tax reform doesn't get passed by the end of the year, you're going to see the market take a big, big hit.
Oh, no.
Because people are banking on there being more after-tax profits available for dividends. And if that does not happen, then right now the price-dividend ratio is like at 22 times, which is unheard of. In normal times, it might be, you know, let's just say, 14 times. The market is so overbought betting on this tax reform that it's ridiculous. And if it doesn't happen, and with what the Democrats are doing, you know, I don't see it getting done. I may be wrong. I hope I am wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got a 401k right now, my advice to you, and again, I'm not a stockbroker, don't want to be one, but in your 401k, you've got what's called cash or cash equivalents. Don't be greedy. Go ahead, take the profits that you've made, liquidate into your cash account, and just sit there and see what happens by January 1st. You're not going to get hurt. I mean, if you give up 2% growth versus a 10% loss, I mean, I'd swap a mousetrap for a piano if it was in tune, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wish I could come talk to you, but my finances are about like the old Alabama song, the stock market fell and we were so poor that we couldn't tell. So I don't know that it's going to impact me too much right now, but if I ever save up a dollar or two, I may come talk to you.
Well, I really wish you would, because remember, as opposed to other places, it doesn't cost you one penny to talk to me.
That's right.
And can't beat that.
If I need to go to Wetumpka, hey, I got gas, I know, and I got a roadmap. I can find my way to Wetumpka.
Are you advising anybody to buy timberland as an investment?
Right now, at least in, and I'm sitting here in my driveway in scenic downtown Fountain, and I'm about a mile from the Georgia Pacific Cellulose Mill. It used to be Alabama River Pulp.
I know exactly where you are.
And, you know, a lot of my friends and guys that I hunt with are involved in the timber business. And what's happening right now is Georgia Pacific is dictating the price. They are literally dictating the price. Now, before I bought standing timberland, I'd buy new growth, recently planted, like maybe planted in the last 10 years.
Yep.
Because the standing timber right now, you know, it's hard to come out. Yeah, I mean, the prices, you know, like we got a company around, a local company, Zeebock and Webb, and they've been in business forever, and they're trying to buy timber, and at the same time, they're competing against people like Georgia Pacific, and what they're going to pay, it just doesn't allow. You've got too much room for loss. A hurricane on standing timber, you know, going to hurt you.
But buying dirt is always a good investment, and that's what you're saying right now. Don't be banking on what's standing on top of the ground. Invest in the dirt.
That's right, because the Lord isn't going to make any more.
You got it.
Well, yes, Ray, I tell you what, man, we sure appreciate you calling this morning. And you do have wheels. You will travel. You're a good man. You're an outdoorsman. You love the outdoors. Give everybody your phone number so they can call you.
Well, it's area code 251-575-5000. And 251-575-5000. And you had a young man on a little earlier talking about quail hunting.
Yes, sir.
And my dog, Traveler, I'm sure y'all are familiar with Drake, the Ducks Unlimited poster dog.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, my dog, Traveler, is his grandson.
There you go.
How about that?
We went to Wild Rose Kennels over in Oxford, Mississippi, and got him. And when he was a puppy, I took him quail hunting. Good friend of mine and my partner, John McNeil, had a place on Big Escambia Creek, just outside of Atmore. Anyway, he was a licensed quail farm, and I took Traveler quail hunting. And the guys that were handling the dogs said, well, we're going to let Traveler be the flush dog. Well, I couldn't take him quail hunting anymore because when the birds would flush, Traveler jump in there and catch him.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Hey. And he almost got shot. Yeah. But anyway, guys, folks, if you're in the South Alabama, if you're in the Montgomery area, look, I went to Pell City a couple weeks ago to deliver a contract, you know, and that's 40 miles northeast of Birmingham. It's not.